If the left side of the brain is typically dominant in language processing and the right side is dominant in emotional processing, then what happens when emotions are communicated through language? That's the very question that a team of researchers investigated by subjecting participants to several tests while studying the activity level on both sides of their brains by the speed of the blood flow on both sides. Subjects were asked to listen to dozens of pre-recorded sentences and to focus on either the actual words of the sentences or to focus on the emotions conveyed in how the words were spoken, the voice's tone and intensity. What was said, as well as how it was said, fell into five categories: happy, sad, anxious, angry, or neutral. Examples of sentences heard included, "The little girl lost both her parents," indicating sadness semantically, and "He really enjoys that funny cartoon," indicating happiness. Researchers used ultrasound to measure the speed of blood flow in subjects' brains as they pointed to cards marked with one of the five emotions. Researchers found that when participants were asked to focus on the meaning of what was said, their blood flow sped up on the left side of their brains, the side that processes language. When they were asked to focus on how the sentences were said, however, blood flow sped up on the right sides of their brains, the emotional side of the brain. Interestingly enough, though, blood flow was still fast on the left sides of subjects' brains, too. The researchers' explanation is that the left brain automatically processes what is said, whereas how something is said is less automatic. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Julie Stout in Psychology. I'm Don Glass.